This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Manitowoc's Anche Paul Zedek Synagogue closed its doors earlier this year. The congregation was more than 100 years old, but its rich history couldn't overcome the state's shifting demographics. Megan Hart reports that doesn't mean its story is over.
The congregation held its last service in March. The synagogue's president, Bill Schwartz, says it was just a matter of time. At 56, he was the youngest member. Even before the pandemic, it was rare to get 10 people, the quorum needed for public worship.
The writing was on the wall that we lost another member. She passed away. That already eliminates the odds that we will ever have a minion.
The shrinking congregation was mirrored in other changes in the community. With some manufacturers leaving the area, the city itself is getting smaller. And in small towns, the even smaller Jewish communities are among the first to feel the effects when this happens. Over the years, Short saw downtown Manitowoc transform.
The downtown used to be thriving with businesses. You know, from Washington Street to 8th Street, there was always stores. And then it just fizzled out. It just dried up.
In her book, Jews in Wisconsin, author Sheila Terman-Cohen says small Jewish communities once thrived here, but a couple of factors combined to begin changing that in the second half of the 20th century. Shopping malls started popping up, hurting Jewish-owned stores. And by the 1960s, most young Jewish Wisconsinites were attending four-year colleges and weren't eager to return to small towns. Schwartz tried to keep the synagogue going by reaching out personally.
So, hey, you know, this is your heritage. You know, you've been bar mitzvahed here. You've been, you know, you have, you know, weddings, you have everything in the synagogue.
But he says most young people just weren't interested. Thanks to guests, there were 18 people at the synagogue's final service. It was recorded by a local company called Vagabond Creative. The congregation started downsizing back in 2016 when it sold its building and moved its services into the neighboring First Presbyterian Church at the invitation of its pastor. Ultimately, the congregation decided the money spent to keep things running could be better spent elsewhere. Short says some will go to local charities. A trust in the synagogue's name will provide scholarships for students interested in Jewish studies.
And that keeps us living for quite a few years, you know, and that's what we want. We want to be remembered.
Its tours have all been donated, too. One is with a congregation in Africa, and its silver is at Jewish Museum Milwaukee. A plaque commemorating the synagogue now hangs on the chapel that served as its final home. Leaving this kind of mark doesn't happen overnight. Anche Paul Zedek Synagogue served worshippers for more than a century, and planning for its closure took almost a decade. Leaders reached out to Noah Levine from the Jewish Community Legacy Project. The organization helps small congregations navigate change, which doesn't always mean closing. Some want to focus on sustainability.
How do we get more volunteers? How do we get our congregants to be more participatory? What do we do about leader succession?
The organization helped create regional cohorts of small synagogues in places like Mississippi, Ohio, and Pennsylvania to share ideas and develop collaborative programming. He says it's a model they might suggest in Wisconsin. Still, Levine says some longstanding congregations will reach the point where the heart-wrenching decision to close is the right one.
On the other hand, we also say that we need to do a disciplined, rational plan, because at the end of the day, the decisions you make are going to really redound to the benefit of your own legacy.
While he says you can't change the realities of a region, the good done by Anche Paul Zedek Synagogue will live on forever. Back in April, Short said he hoped to organize a carpool to services at Congregation Bethel in Sheboygan, where he says the synagogue is thriving. Services always have a minyan, so they can read from the Torah. Their collection now includes one donated from Anche Paul Zedek Synagogue. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.